President Bush's new plan for the Middle East, announced yesterday at the White House, has for the most part delighted Israelis. Israeli officials are welcoming the president's call for a new Palestinian leadership. In the Arab world, though, reaction has been much more than mixed. Egypt and Jordan, two of Washington's key Arab allies, have given a cautious and qualified welcome to the president's peace initiative. But among Arab commentators and analysts, the speech has been widely condemned. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
There has been little official Arab reaction as governments study Bush's blueprint for a Palestinian state. In Egypt, President Hosni Mubarak called the speech balanced and said it contained some good ideas. The Jordanian government said that if implemented properly, the Bush plan could signal the beginning of the end of the Arab-Israeli conflict. In contrast, the Arab press lit into the Bush speech, labeling it pro-Israeli and an invitation to even greater Israeli aggression against the Palestinians. Sata Nuruddin, a columnist for Beirut's As-Safir newspaper, says he was shocked by how little the Bush plan actually sought to address current Israeli-Palestinian tensions.
I was expecting an invitation to a peace process between Israel and the Palestinian people.
Instead, says Nuruddin, the speech adopted Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's agenda, focusing on stalling peace talks and isolating the Palestinian Authority. The Bush speech calls for the creation of a provisional Palestinian state, but only if Palestinians change their current leadership and reform their institutions. Most Arab analysts have read that to mean the removal of Yasser Arafat. American University of Beirut professor Farid El-Khazen calls that an unfair and unrealistic condition.
Who will remove Arafat? And by what mechanism do you want to remove Arafat?
Both Egypt and Jordan were quick to distance themselves from that provision of the Bush plan. Mubarak said he didn't read in the Bush speech the removal of Arafat, but rather a demand for reforms within the Palestinian Authority. But Farid El-Khazen says Bush's demands for leadership change are clear, making the plan awkward for Arab leaders to endorse.
I don't think Arab leaders are in a position to invest in this plan because there are too many unknowns and too many variables. And I don't think they are in a position to say publicly, openly that Arafat should go.
Despite today's cautious approval for the plan from Egypt and Jordan, Sata Nuruddin says the Bush policy does not meet Arab demands. Arab states had been lobbying hard for concrete steps to be taken by both Israelis and Palestinians to end Israeli occupation and create a Palestinian state. Instead, says Nuruddin, the Palestinians were offered an open-ended negotiating process leading only to a provisional state. He says the Bush policy is an insult to recent Arab peace efforts.
It was a slap in the face to all the moderates in the Arab world.
Paul Salem of the Issam Faris Foundation says Bush's vision for a two-state solution is welcome by most Arabs. But he says it's wrong to single out the Palestinians for punishment. Salem says the Bush reforms will be difficult for the Palestinians to achieve under occupation and in a state of war. Salem says that by making statehood conditional on those reforms, Bush has in fact frozen the peace process.
The Bush speech has killed, for the time being, the prospect for progress towards real peace. I think the Arab states that are allies with the United States have now understood this, will be deeply disappointed, deeply worried, but will have to deal with that fact.
Salem says he fears the Bush policy will further fuel Islamic militancy and terrorism. The real solution to the crisis, he says, is an immediate end to Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory, an increasingly remote possibility, he says, under the Bush plan. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.